being somewhere, and quite often you feel helpless, and then somebody or something happens, and it makes a difference to us all. Because this is the fifth Sunday of the month, there isn't any junior church this morning. Because we're thinking about the Holy Spirit, there is some colouring and word search. If the young people, that's those under the age of 18, if you want to go to the back and sit at the back here, there's some colouring. We can have a look and see what you've done, and some word search, all on the Holy Spirit, because that's what we're looking at today. So if you wish to go and do it, you're welcome to do so, okay? That's it. So I want to base some thoughts on those verses that we've heard today from John chapter 15 and 16. And the end of John chapter 15, the verses there say, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning." As I said earlier, last Sunday was Pentecost, and today is Trinity Sunday. Trinity, that wonderful subject that most people will avoid. It's very, very hard to understand. How can something we refer to as one person be three parts? There's been years and years of study. There's been many books written, many papers written, many things written, many people have written many things about it. And realistically, we don't fully understand it. And we probably never will. This is probably what God wants. But the Trinity is God in three parts. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has always been around in church, in the world, since the beginning of time. If we go back to right to the very beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the first words, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering the waters." The Spirit of God was there at the beginning. God the Father was there at the beginning. God the Son was there at the beginning of time. When the day of Pentecost came, the power of the Holy Spirit came on the disciples in a dramatic way. Remember, the Spirit descended like tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit is something that we can't necessarily see, but we can feel, and it makes changes in our lives. And today we start a short series which is based on the Bible study book, Meeting the Spirit. Now, some of you that are in Bible studies, we're working through this book. So this means that you might get an early glimpse of what we're thinking about, or you might already have done this, and this will hopefully have worked through the series of Meeting the Spirit, thinking about the Holy Spirit and how it affects our lives. I wonder, how good are you at meeting new people? Are you one of these people that was really comfortable? And if somebody new walks into a place, you'll walk up to them and say, "Hello, my name's so-and-so. You know, welcome. Come and show me. I'll come and show you what to do." Or are you happy that somebody got in there first and they can go and do it and you can sit and be there? To go into a new situation is very awkward. To walk through church doors is very awkward. This church is absolutely fantastic at welcoming new people. When new people walk through this door, yes, we've got Gail and Martin at the back now to welcome them, but everyone over the years that I've been here was always being spoken to and felt welcome in God's house. This is important. But it's not always that way, is it? If you think back when your work situation, if you're going into a new workplace and you walk in the first morning, do you speak to somebody? Don't you speak to somebody? Do you stand here? Don't you stand here? Dad, you dress? You do? You don't know what to do until somebody comes to you and says, hello, I'll take you. I'll show you what to do. When I, way back in the distant dark times, when I did actually go to school, I swapped schools about the age of 15 and went to Purley Boys School. And this was an ex-grammar school that had just taken in comprehensive students. I wasn't clever enough to be grammar. And we had to comprehensive. Anyway, because of the house and family situation, we didn't move to the middle of term. And the headmaster, Mr. Akers, who's one of the traditional headmasters, came and met me on the first morning. He said, oh, yes, Thompson, come on, I'll show you. He said, took me into the classroom and he said, Chivers, this is Thompson, he's the new boy, can you help him and show him around? I learned that Chivers was actually Ian Chivers, who was about my age, and we became good friends, and he showed me around the school, made me feel welcome. Makes a lot of difference, isn't it? I'm sure we've all had experiences where we've walked into new places, or we've not known what to do, where to go, where to sit. Very important. When we get into situations that we don't know quite what to do, we can feel very uncomfortable, can't we? This passage that we've looked at today from John's Gospel, we find Jesus talking with his disciples. Yet again, he's talking to them and saying, by the way, I'm not going to be with you all the time. I have to return to my Father. I have to leave my earthly life. And the disciples, I think, will go into a panic mode and think, how can we survive? Jesus is our leader. He's here. We know. We've followed him for the last 3 years. What can we do? But then Jesus says, but do not worry. I will send you an advocate. I will send you a helper, which we know to be the Holy Spirit. There are many books and studies about the Holy Spirit. There are many definitions, there are many discussions about the Holy Spirit. One definition I found this week, which I think is quite good. The Holy Spirit is one of three persons, Trinity, alongside the Father and the Son. As the invisible and personal presence of Creator God, the Holy Spirit animates and sustains all creation, embodying God's active presence in the world. When we encounter the Holy Spirit, we encounter it in many different ways, sometimes dramatically, sometimes very quietly. But it does make a difference into our lives. As Sirianne said this morning, since the day she let Jesus into her life, it has made a difference. And last week, our baptism services, Richard and Alison shared some of their experiences about how the Holy Spirit has made a difference in their lives. I remember the first time I became aware of the Holy Spirit in my life. Yes, I was brought up in a Christian family, and I was away at a Christian retreat weekend at Cliff College, just near Sheffield. And on the Saturday evening, whoever was speaking had obviously spoken very eloquently and wonderfully. I haven't the foggiest what he said. I do know it was a man, that's about as far as I can tell you. But at the end of the meeting, There was the traditional call that you have in these type of meetings. If you feel that something has been different in your lives or you want your life to change, why not say to God, please come into my life, or words to that effect. I found myself at the age of 16, I think I was at that time, praying a prayer, yes God, please come into my life. Why? Why then? I've been brought up through church. I've been dragged to church every week by mum and dad. I had no choice. But when I prayed that prayer, the way it affected me was I felt like a warmth from my heart gradually explode in my heart and then gradually go through my body and make a difference to my life. And this I did realise was the Holy Spirit coming into my life. And it's been with me since. It touches my life. Today, sometimes I recognise it, sometimes I don't. The Holy Spirit is mentioned so many times in the Bible, I'm not going to list them all, you'll be delighted to know. I want to look about refresh your memory on two occasions. The words will come up on the screen. The Matthew reading, please. This is Jesus' baptism. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so. It is for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Two ways the Holy Spirit came on God's Son. Descending like a dove, and that wonderful voice of God confirming that this was and is the Son of God. And then, of course, last week in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost came, they were together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Is he going to go on or not? And they did miraculous things, or words to that, because I can't quite remember the end of that verse. The power of the Holy Spirit touched those disciples in a visual form, like tongues of fire. He made a difference in their lives. That was the advocate that Jesus had promised his disciples a few months before. And we know that that empowered the disciples to go out and do something different. They spoke in different languages. The only people that spoke in different languages at that time were the leaders of the church, trained people. The disciples were ordinary fishermen, tax collectors, other people with no training. The Holy Spirit makes big differences in our lives. How do we find out about the Holy Spirit? It's an important question, isn't it? It's one that Jesus challenged his disciples in our reading to consider today. The text, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Your answer's in that verse about how you find out about the Holy Spirit. Verse 27 says, you must tell others about the Holy Spirit. You that know about the Holy Spirit, you that have experienced the Holy Spirit, be prepared to tell others about it. Oh. Does that mean we've actually got to do something? Does that mean that we've got to talk to somebody about this? I mean, the Holy Spirit is wonderful, isn't it? It feels really nice in us, those who have experienced it. It makes a difference to us. It makes us feel warm, it makes us feel fuzzy. However it makes us feel, it's wonderful, isn't it? And we want to enjoy it. But these verses say, we must tell others about it. We must share the Holy Spirit with those around us. We can do it in our words, in our actions, the way we behave, the way we respond to situations. It is a challenge. There's no disputing that. It is a challenge to talk about the Holy Spirit, because we think it's scary. But think about how the Holy Spirit has made you and me feel. Are we excited about it? Because if we're excited about something, we'll tell people about it, whether they want to listen to it or not. The Holy Spirit makes us excited. We need to tell people about it, how it makes us feel, how we understand what it says in the Bible. That's all we have to do. We don't have to get them converted. We don't have to get them to sign on the dotted line to say they're a Christian. That's not our job. That's the job of the Holy Spirit and God. All that verse says is you must tell. You tell somebody about something you're excited about. They have a choice of whether they wish to accept that excitement or not, whether they wish to accept God into their lives or not. It is their choice. It's not ours. No matter how much we want that person, and we know that person needs to know God, and how much they need the Holy Spirit in their lives, our job is simply to say, this is the Holy Spirit, this is how it's represented in the Bible, this is how it's changed me. The choice is yours as an individual. That challenge from God in verse 27. You must also testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. That's Jesus talking to his disciples. We must testify. We must tell people about the power of the Holy Spirit from the time that it has entered our lives and how it has made a difference. God will do the hard bit of breaking their hearts and melting their hearts, of changing their lives. Think back to that demonstration I did of how your lives are without God in them. They're dark, they're dirty. The power of the Holy Spirit comes in, takes away all the dirt, and fills us afresh with clean, Holy Spirit, day by day. Because day by day, we will do things that are wrong. We will have bad things happen in our lives. The dirt, the darkness will come back into our lives. But the power of the Holy Spirit will take that away. Over these next few weeks, we're going to see how the power of the Holy Spirit can work through different people, through those in the Bible and through ourselves here. Think about it. How has the Holy Spirit affected your life? Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has affected your life. Rejoice that the Holy Spirit has touched you. Maybe not quite as dramatically as having a tongue of fire descending on you, but it will have made a difference. There might be some here this morning that haven't had the power of the Holy Spirit to them yet. Maybe it's time for you as an individual to say, yes, please, God, let your Holy Spirit fill me afresh today. Maybe some of us are struggling and we need more power from the Holy Spirit. Let's ask for it. If we ask for it, God will deliver. For those of us that feel comfortable, ask for God to shake us up. For those that are being shaken up, ask for God to guide us where he needs us to go. We must share the Holy Spirit. That is God's instruction. May God bless each one of us as we share our knowledge of the Holy Spirit and God with those around us. May God make each one of us bold enough to be used for his glory today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our time here on earth. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives today. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you that you sent your advocate, the Holy Spirit, down to earth on the disciples. We thank you that your Holy Spirit and you have been here since the creation, since the beginning of time, that you will never leave us, that you will always be with us. Thank you, Lord, for those that have revealed your glory, your Holy Spirit to us. And Lord, will you make us bold enough, strong enough, and trustworthy enough in you to be used by you for your glory. Holy Spirit, fill each person here today. Fill us afresh with the power of your Holy Spirit so that we can continue to serve you. For we ask this in and through your wonderful holy name. Amen.